Welcome to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner Tom Meglia.
Welcome to Knowing the Economy of God, a financial and Bible-based business program every Saturday from 3:30 to 4. I'm Tom Meglia, your financial planner, the financial counselor with The Face for Radio. How are you? Hope you're having a great day this Saturday. Wow, I can't believe we're already moving forward in January. It's amazing. So, first Saturday in January, and just want to say bless you. Hope you're having a great day. I'm Tom Meglia, financial advisor. I've been in business about 27 years, a little more than that, as a financial coach, financial planner. And I just believe in the Word of God, the Bible, as the basis for my advice. When I give financial advice and financial planning thoughts and opinions, it's rooted in the Bible, God's economy, I call it. And that's why the program is noted as Knowing the Economy of God. And my toll-free number, 800-386-3700. The website is theeconomyofgod.com. That's theeconomyofgod.com. Now, on the website, you'll find the email address to email me questions or thoughts. And again, my phone number, 800-386-3700. Now, the program, Knowing the Economy of God, is based on a book I've written that'll be coming out in a couple of months called Knowing the Economy of God. What else, right? And it's designed to help people apply God's principles in finance and economics to their normal and everyday life. Just normal living. That's what I do. Educate and coach and counsel people towards God in that particular part of their walk with God, the finances and money management areas. And all of this is based on four major anchors in the Bible that God wrote that we're to listen to and apply in our normal life. Those four anchors are four major economic principles that everything I believe in and teach is based on. Number one, God is the one and true only owner of everything. Number two, we're just the steward or the manager of what does not belong to us for God's honor, not ours. He gets the credit, not us. Number three, giving is the natural and first order of stewardship, being a cheerful giver, an obedient giver. And fourth, the fourth anchor is contentment, that we are to learn and become contented people in God, to learn contentment. Okay, and the recipe for each of these anchors and all of the sub-subjects, I call them, in God's Word, the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, is this recipe that I feel I've developed that it makes sense in my mind that we cite the scripture, number one, the first part of the recipe. Number two, we say, okay, what is the economic principle that God is teaching us in this particular passage? Number three, how do we apply it? Just a normal living, everyday life. And four, the prayer of change. The prayer of change is God changing us to follow Him. And getting rid of our nonsense, our upbringing, whatever happened that steers us away from obedience to God. And the prayer of change, changing what we do to obey Him. Now, today we're talking about bribery. We talked about that last week. And we're continuing on with bribing and bribery. Okay? So before we start on that, though, I'd like to bring up two areas of society that we're trying to, let's say, go against. You know, society says, keep God away from things. Keep Him out of your decision making. Well, that's not what we want to do. We want to keep God in everything. Okay? So that's one worldly attitude regarding money and finances, economics, that we don't want to do. We want to keep God in everything. Society says, no. Keep Him out of things. Second, our ego is supreme and should rule. That's what society says. Do what you want to do. You're your own God. Do whatever you want to do. Be in control. I'm saying our ego isn't supreme. God is. We should not rule. God should rule. And we're going to submit and surrender our lives, ourselves, the things we do to Him. Okay? And that's what we're going to do. We're not going to do what society says. Now, let me bring up a verse I think you'll like, 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. And the subject of bribing and bribery, taking a bribe, that we're bringing up today is under the heading, or the first anchor, of God is the owner. Since God is the owner, we don't have to take bribes or be partaking in a bribe, either on the receiving end or the giving end, because being involved in a bribe is a sin, and we do not want to sin. That's a very important thing here. So as we talk about what we're doing in today's lesson about bribing and what a bribe is, let's go to the dictionary, okay? The dictionary, Webster's, says that a bribe is to induce or influence an act, to give or take a bribe, something stolen, money or favor given to or promised to a person in a position of power or trust to influence his decision, judgment, or conduct. Something that serves to induce or influence. Okay, and bribery is the act of giving or taking a bribe. So we need to be careful when we read the Bible and we start looking at this word bribe. And in God's economics, God's economy, we need to be careful not to be involved in a bribe. It's a sin to be on either end of a bribe because it perverts justice, fairness, and honesty. And some people say, well, if the price is high enough, anyone will do anything. And sometimes that's true. Some people will do anything if the price is high enough. So what is our price? What is your price? What is anybody's price? Will we do something if the price is right? Would we give in? Would we sell out? Would we say something is right or wrong based on that price, that bribe? Okay, would we say, oh, I'll say anything if the price is high enough? So we're giving in. We're voting for something because of a bribe. So we need to be very careful what we'll do or not do, and have our limits, our line that we won't cross. Even if something is tempting, a bribe, money, a vote, a position, a job, a title, a relationship, any of that kind of thing, if it's high enough, some people give in. As Christians, we don't want to do that. We want to say we have our limits, we draw a line, we're not selling out, we're not giving in. That's very important that we don't be party to a bribe. God does not want us to do that. Now, let's go to the Bible, okay, because since we're focused on bribing or bribery, and it's talked about many, many times in the Bible, let's see why it's in there and what it means to the believer and the economy of God. 1 Kings 13:7-8. The king said to the man of God, come home with me. Have something to eat. I'll give you a gift. But the man of God answered the king, even if you were to give me half of your possessions, I wouldn't go with you. I wouldn't eat bread or drink with you here. Nothing. The man wouldn't take the bribe, even from a king. 2 Kings, the book of 2 Kings 16:8. Ahaz took the silver and gold that was found in the house of the Lord and in the treasure of the king's house and sent a present to the king of Assyria. Looking back in Deuteronomy, we see a great passage about bribes. Deuteronomy 16:19 says, you shall not distort justice. You shall not be partial. You shall not take a bribe, for a bribe blinds the eyes of the wise and perverts the words of the righteous. Deuteronomy 10:17. The Lord your God is the God of gods, Lord of lords, the great, the mighty, the awesome God, who does not show partiality, nor take a bribe. That means God can't be bought, okay? Follow God. He says, don't take a bribe. Well, guess what? He doesn't want us to take a bribe because he doesn't. That verse in Deuteronomy says, God doesn't show partiality and he doesn't take bribes. You can't make a deal. You can't buy him off. That's not how God works. That's very important. In chapter 27 in Deuteronomy, verse 25, and we'll catch up after the break on more of this as we come up to the break. But In that verse, Deuteronomy 27:25, it says, cursed is he who accepts a bribe to strike down an innocent person. And that's what bribes do. They have power. They change things. They have people being in political offices sometimes, or corporate positions. Relationships are changed. Who makes certain teams at school and cheerleading teams and all kinds of things. Society works on bribes and partiality and favoritism. That's not God's way. It's not his fair playing field. We're coming up to a break. So after the break, we'll talk more about what are the economic principles, how do you apply them in God's economy, and the prayer of change. All right? So don't go away. If you're driving around, drive careful. Okay. We'll catch up with you in a couple of minutes.
Tom will be right back with more insights into knowing the economy of God.
Hi, this is Dave Dino. There's an old saying, fail to plan to fail. Do you know that most people fail to reach their financial goals simply because they never made them? Or they don't have a solid plan? Now, why is that? Well, because very few people really know how to. You see, most of us get our advice from a friend or a family member or maybe a coworker at the office. We have no formal plan or map to guide us along the way to our financial dreams. We usually have no one to coach us or give us solid advice because most of us don't know where to find a qualified financial advisor that respects our Christian beliefs, one who honors the Bible, takes financial advice and counsel directly from Scripture, and then applies it to our personal financial situation. Well, for over 28 years, Tom Meglia has been helping Christians formulate solid financial plans that work towards achieving their financial goals. Whether you're just getting started or concerned about your current plan, call Tom at 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700. Tom Meglia, financial coach and planner, to honor God by being a good steward along with reaching your financial goals. Now that's a solid financial plan. Again, call 800-386-3700. That phone number to call is 800-386-3700. Or log on to Tom's website at theeconomyofgod.com. That's theeconomyofgod.com. Or, if you'd like more information about how you can have Tom come and share knowing the economy of God with your group, your Sunday school class, or hosting a workshop at your church, call 800-386-3700. That's Tom Meglia at 800-386-3700. 800-386-3700. Call him.
Now back to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner and coach Tom Meglia.
Welcome back. Here we go. Let's talk further. Now, a couple of things we've covered so far about bribes and being involved in a bribe. First of all, you need to know, just to remind you, and myself too, that it's a sin to take or give or be part of a bribe. Why? Because it distorts honesty, fairness, justice, this kind of thing. And bribing, here's an economic principle as we talk about, well, what are the economic principles here? And how do we apply them? Well, as we learn from the scripture, bribing is the opposite. Don't you think the opposite? Don't you feel the opposite of trusting God? Bribing, either part, is the opposite of trusting God. Because to be involved in a bribe, you must not be able to receive something. Otherwise, you wouldn't have to give a bribe or take a bribe in order to accomplish something or receive something or obtain something. It basically is saying in English, I know better than God does. I want this. I need it. This is how I'm going to scheme to get it. That's not what we want to do. Even in politics, being involved in bribes is a very serious offense. Some people go to jail for that. So it's an American law, not being involved in bribing and politics. Those things don't mix, like oil and water. But more importantly, in God's kingdom, it means some people get ahead that shouldn't. Or some people are left behind because they didn't know the right people, they didn't know how to bribe, that kind of thing. Here's a verse, Exodus 23:8. You shall not take a bribe, for a bribe blinds the clear-sighted and subverts the cause of the just. And back to the economic principles. Let's not forget about Judas. He took a bribe, right? 30 silver coins, silver pieces. Delilah, the same thing. Who are infamous. They were infamous for taking bribes and becoming traitors. Talk about relationship destruction. You talk about relationship damage. That was some of the damage that happened because they were willing to be part to a bribe. Very, very heavy. Very wrong. So my friend, what is your price? Everyone's got a price, right? Not necessarily. We all have our weak spots, don't we? In Proverbs, it talks about bribing. Proverbs 17:8. A bribe is a charm in the sight of its owner. Wherever he turns, he prospers. Verse 23, a wicked man received a bribe from the bosom to pervert the ways of justice. Okay, it's talked about in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, because bribes work. They work. They get people things they shouldn't ordinarily or otherwise have had. Ever since the beginning of time, bribes worked. They accomplished several things. Killing people, betraying people, using people, hurting people. Every imaginable wicked motive the heart can dream of. The heart is wicked, as we know. Bribing is right there on that doorstep. Okay? Gaining respect, position, all kinds of things, advancing politically. That's why people use bribes. And I haven't even come close to giving you all the scriptures about bribing. So it's very important. But just know this. If you get involved in a bribe, either way, it's a sin. And there will be consequences. The book of Amos, chapter 5, verse 12. I know your transgressions are many and your sins are great. You who distress the righteous and accept bribes and turn aside the poor in the gate. Bribery, friends, can be in anything. It doesn't have to be just money. It can be corporate position, political issues, flattery, all kinds of things. Voting a certain way, letting someone in the back door that shouldn't, giving a position on the golf team, baseball team, high school track. It can be a lot of things. False testimonies, favors, someone saying they saw something and false testimony when they didn't. You know, all kinds of things. Everyone's got weak spots. It's important we know just what our weak spots are. If we don't know what our weak spots are, we could be getting involved in a bribe when otherwise we wouldn't want to. Because our weaknesses, our tendencies, our desires, our wants are so great at times, it can lead us to take a bribe when otherwise we may not have. So we have to be careful we know what temptations we're weak towards. Now, how do you apply this to your normal life? How do you apply it to your normal living? Well, we have to be careful. We have to know what goes on inside our hearts. You have to check and recheck your heart and take inventory of your life. Sometimes people look back and say, gosh, I've never gotten anywhere. I want to get somewhere fast to make up for all the problems of my past, the fact that I didn't get anywhere in the past. So I'm going to make up for it by doing some shortcut that could be illegal, a sin, or most likely all of the above and a major mistake. So if we have blocked goals, say you have a goal, but it's been blocked. You want money and you're thinking, I have some power. I have some political in. I'll sell it for money. Okay. It'll help make up for the fact that I didn't do something I should have done in the past. And I'll make up for the problem and get there quickly. Sometimes people take bribes for those reasons. So you have to be very careful, okay? I have a friend. Listen to this. I'll give you a false name. His name is Michael. It's really not, but I'll just say that. He pays purchasing managers at companies for his business. He pays them in cash under the table. It can't be traced. He gets jobs and work that way and beats his competition. He says it's his only way he can beat the larger competitors. He can't deal with them. He can't compete against them. But what he's doing is wrong. He's bribing someone under the table as a Christian to get the business. And that cheats the other people that he's competing against. Okay? Even the guy he's buying from has no problem with it. It's the cost of doing business, this man exclaims. So that's not right. Be careful. We don't want to be able to buy friendship and make allies with gifts and money and connections. We don't want to do that, do we? As Christians in God's economy? No. We are not going to be those kind of people. And many times, even in church boards and church congregations and all kinds of things, people who are insiders sell out through gain, personal gain, side deals, all kinds of things. God doesn't want us to do that. That's not God's way, okay? Bribes are sin. We need to be alert. We need to know why we do the things we do. They can be tangible things, the bribes. They can be intangible. But when they play on our weaknesses, they're very difficult to fight against. That's why it's important we take inventory. It's important we know what goes on inside our souls. David in the Bible says, God, search my heart. Show me my heart, my iniquity. That's what we need to do. It'll help us get an idea of why we do the things we do in our finances, in our decision making. We mustn't let emotions and feelings get the better hand of us. Okay? That's very, very important. Now, I'll tell you what. It's time to have the prayer of change. We talked about the scripture, the economic principle, some real life application. Now it's time to have a prayer, the prayer of change. Pray with me. Almighty God, this lesson on bribes is a very important one. Your word is specific, Father God. I see how it applies in many ways of living, not just money, but in giving and receiving different kinds of ransoms and the like in many parts of our lives. Lord, if I've been involved in this dark economy, sinful economy, I confess that sin to you and repent of it, Lord God. Even if I do not remember or realize it now, maybe something from the past I was involved in. Lord, give me wisdom to see how or why I move toward my deep goals and desires and maybe get involved in things I shouldn't, like bribes. Help me to not thwart your best for me by conniving to get what I demand or think I need. Help me to not make deals with you, Father God, and try to buy you off and to avoid bribing. Give me the power, God, through your will to resist temptation and pass this test to honor you, Almighty God. In Jesus' name, amen. That's the thing on bribing. That's the talk on bribing. Hey, listen, give me a call. You're probably thinking, okay, what does Tom do? Tom's a financial and estate planner and a business consultant, a business counselor. I help people with businesses, finances, personal financial planning, set goals, achieve goals, and do something right in God's eyes with his resources. Okay, I'm helping people manage their self-employed businesses, their personal finances, everyday people, just normal people. You might be thinking, oh, does it apply to me? I'm just a normal guy. Yep, applies to you. Normal guy. That's how we are, normal people. So give me a call, 800-386-3700. Okay, 800-386-3700. And the website, theeconomyofgod.com. You can learn more about what I do, who I am, my credentials. I'm a charter financial consultant. I have a master's in science and financial services, registered an investment advisor, and accredited estate planner. So give me a call to find out how we can apply God's word, God's economy, to your situation to achieve financial goals that are spirit-filled, spirit-led. In Jesus' name, have a great day, great weekend. See you soon.
You've been listening to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner Tom Meglia. Tom's desire is to teach God's people how to be good stewards, coaching them in the biblical principles of investing. If you would like to contact Tom with a financial question or have Tom speak at your church or group, call 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700 or online at theeconomyofgod.com. Join us next week as Tom Meglia continues to share his insights to knowing the economy of God. God.